This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic for today is looking at the metabolic responses to feeding dietary cation differences in the feeding program with variable levels of calcium. This research was reported in the February 2022 Journal of Dairy Science and authored by Dr. Jim Drakely here at the University of Illinois and his group of scientists working on this as well. And of course, DCAD is a fairly well-established procedure for cows getting close to calving to maintain higher levels of blood calcium. But the purpose of this study was what else changes? Besides higher blood calciums, less metabolic disorders, what else goes on? And so they decided to measure some of the blood parameters. So they took 81 multiparous cows, which means second and greater lactation cows, and starting 28 days before calving went one of three different diets. The first diet was a control diet, and that was at a plus 60 milliequivalents per kilogram and had 0.4% calcium. So that's a fairly typical non-DCAD diet. The second diet was a negative DCAD, same level of calcium, 0.4%, but they dropped the DCAD way down to minus 240 milliequivalents per kilogram. And the third one was that same diet we just talked about, the minus 240 milliequivalents, but now 2% calcium. And then they measured a number of different blood parameters there. So here are the results, Bill, for our listeners on this phase of it. By the way, there was an earlier paper that was published. So this is a sister paper to this one. The earlier paper reported such things as effects on dry matter intake. And the higher levels of DCAD did have a negative effect on dry matter intake here as well. The urine pHs did drop down to 5.5 to 6.0. And, of course, really maintained blood calcium levels quite high. Anyway, let's go back to the results on this paper. The DCAD would result in a slightly lower blood pH. And, of course, blood pH is critical because it affects cell permeability, organ functions, and enzyme occurrences on dairy cows. The blood gases were followed, blood carbon dioxide, total carbon dioxide. Acid bases were also lowered with the DCAD 2 treatment program, diets 2 and 3. A serum albumin was higher, and that's the good news, on both negative diets, because that will reflect higher blood calcium levels, and that is what occurred out there as well. And also, they saw that the negative DCADers diets also raised a blood cholesterol, reflecting improvement in lipid dynamics. So our take-home messages would include that the negative DCAD improved both protein and lipid status in the cow. A nice side benefit. It also improved blood acid-base balance and induced the metabolic acidosis, and that's what we need to do to make this program really work. The added calcium favored fewer metabolic problems in the cows, and of course, as we know, we had all the other pluses besides having an improvement in lipid and in protein dynamics. So the take-home message is that certainly DCAD does more than just raise blood calcium. In most cases, it will be a positive. But there are questions here, Bill. The question is, well, did we have to go to 2% calcium? Would we have the same small benefit with 1% calcium? And then, of course, do we have to go to a minus 240? That's quite expensive, puts a real load on these cows. Could we go down to like a minus 100? So lots of interesting information on the study. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Feed Forum Friday brought to you by FeedWorks USA, supplier of Agolin Ruminant, the only feed additive certified to improve feed efficiency and reduce enteric methane. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agolin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agolin Ruminant. Learn more at theagolinstory.com.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.